Since last May, Alamo Plaza has been embroiled in debate over how the site will be redesigned. TPR tech reporter Paul Flav tells us about an effort to restore the historic site in the digital space.
San Antonio embarked on a plan last year. Organizers hope will return Alamo Plaza to its former grandeur. The plan may include moving the 1936 cenotaph to the Alamo Defenders to a nearby park, where historians believe the soldiers' bodies were burned. But moving the 60-foot monument to that site doesn't sit right with many Texans.
We're Americans, we're Texans.
Yes.
Right. Who controls the past controls the future.
This video is on the Facebook page of the This is Texas Freedom Force group. It shows conservative activist Ray Myers along with dozens of protesters shouting their opposition to the plan in front of the cenotaph. The Freedom Force was active all last year protesting the removal of Confederate monuments in Texas, including the one in Travis Park downtown. The stakes of changing a cultural touchstone are always high. But designers of the newly launched Alamo Reality app haven't yet drawn any public ire for removing the cenotaph, changing the chapel facade, or other restorations. That's because they rebuilt the former site, which stretches across today's streets and into buildings in the digital world. With the app, you can hold up your phone or tablet, and standing at the site, see the Alamo at different points in history, and scenes from the 1836 battle play out.
The Mexican army marched into San Antonio at around 3 in the afternoon.
Designed without the bureaucratic headaches or noisy protests of the real world.
The city owns part of it. The GLO owns part of it. Private interest own part of it. It's just really difficult, given the circumstances, to be able to tell the narrative.
Standing outside the Alamo, Michael McGar, co-founder of Alamo Reality, says they consulted prominent historians and others to make sure they got everything right, from the texture of the wood in their digital recreations to the location of the 18-pound cannon. They avoided more red tape by having all their scenes take place outside the current historical site's walls, which was easy since the site is a fraction of its original size.
There tends to be RASPAs on every historic location, so if you come to the Alamo and you look at the RASPAs, then you know something happened there. They figured it out somehow, I don't know.
McGar says much of the action actually took place outside the current site, even things like where Jim Bowie died. It's across the street from the Alamo Chapel under a tree. He looks on as two young girls run across the site.
If you notice, they've got that signboard there. I'm not saying anything bad about the Alamo, but they have a signboard there, but it doesn't say Jim Bowie died here. You know, And I would think that most of the people coming out here would kind of want to know that.
The Alamo Reality app is out now in the iTunes store. McGar says Google Play will have it next month. McGar and his partners now plan to take on Gettysburg. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.